Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. American Airlines is testing a new system that will flag people when they attempt to board before their group has been called. There will be an audible alert when they scan their boarding pass, and the agent will tell passengers, step aside. We have
wrong group.
We have a line breaker here. People are cheering this. They tested it at a few airports last month and so far have been very pleased. They are shaming line jumpers.
I love it.
One guy posted he saw five people have to be knocked out of line the first time. And yes, they are shaming them into not jumping ahead of your group. That's something I've never done. I always felt like there would be some kind of punishment for that.
There really isn't.
No, I guess not.
No, you see it all the time if you fly.
Especially now because you need overhead space.
They reiterated in this article, and I had heard this once before, that the airport workers call people that just gather around to try to get on the plane first, gate lice, because they're...
Oh, that's funny.
I love that.
Because they're just teeming there to try to get in where they don't belong.
Usually, it's kind of, if you watch a busy airport, you'll see as soon as the gate agent cracks the microphone, ladies and gentlemen, at this time we're going to, everyone stands up.
Yep, here they come.
And just sort of swarms toward the gate area, though they're, even if you're in zone five or zone F, whatever, you know, your airline uses.
You know what it is? It's overhead space.
Of course it is. People you need the space.
Yeah, they want to make sure that because... Once it hits a certain point, they start doing the, hey, leave your bag here.
We'll
don't worry.
It here,
we'll check it plane side. And see, people don't trust that.
I don't mind a check bag. Now, I'm a rube. I don't fly much. And last time I flew to New York in August, I didn't know they charge you for checking a bag. I had no idea.
Yeah, you checked a bag for an overnight.
Yeah, it was basically a backpack. And everybody on the plane was like, you checked a bag? We had to go to boarding. We had to go to the baggage claim because of me.
You slowed the rest of the group down.
The whole group. I slowed everybody down because, I was in New York for 18 hours. I needed one change of clothes. That was it. But instead, I brought all my stuff. I put it in a big bag, and I put it, and they were like,
on the conveyor.
Surely you didn't check a bag. And I was like, oh, well, of course I checked a bag. And then they saw my suitcase. Like, my God. I mean, all these people were like, this is ridiculous. I mean, everybody had all their clothes and a little throw-on, you know, a little backpack, and there I had it. Here's a travel tip for you from a TikTok flight attendant. And she says, best tip I've ever seen, when you're traveling with something like hair gel or shampoo in your checked bag, toiletries, cut the ends off uninflated balloons or use condoms and wrap it around your shampoo or your hair gel. That way, if it spills during the flight, all the spillage will go inside the condom or the balloon and it won't get all over your other stuff. That was her tip for traveling.
Because then you know what they'll think if you wrap it in a condom and it spills. They're going to think you put a used condom in there.
That's right.
Then they're going to arrest you.
That's right. They're going to think you put a used condom.
Yeah, I mean, most of the people who use condoms like that are they have drugs inside them.
Yeah.
Right.
Inside their cavities.
She says, just use a condom and wrap it around your hair gel. And then when it squishes out, you've got it, you know, trapped inside your condom.
Pull if you fly all the time, maybe.
This is for Chris Dim. If you're traveling with wine bottles, when you pack your wine, wrap a diaper around the bottom of the bottle. That way, if the bottle breaks, the diaper absorbs all the wine. It's made to absorb. You can use adult diapers or children's diapers because that's what they're made for.
And then are we supposed to wring the diaper back into the bottle once we've gotten to our destination?
Then you have, you know,
you have a full bottle again.
We got a full bottle of wine.
We tend not to travel with wine. It's too risky with glass.
Because it might... Break.
Plenty of people do. In fact, they make luggage
for wine
that just holds wine. It's got these soft compartments for each bottle.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, if people are really traveling with it. In a pinch, use your diapers. Go get Loves or whatever.
Yeah, listen, we're going to Disney next week. I'm going to need a bunch of condoms and diapers. Excuse me. I mean, there's your CPS flag.
Where's your travel sex? I need condoms and diapers. We're on the way to Universal Studios.
Right. We're going to Harry Potter Land.
I saw
gross. Sick.
I did see a woman that was on her social media saying she wants to outlaw. And this hurts me. She was on a flight from Anchorage, Alaska to Seattle. And the person sitting next to her, whom she did not know, ate two cans of tuna that she had brought on board herself. And she said, This is the stinkiest stuff. Why would anyone eat this?
That's over the line.
I've heard of other people doing that. I brought, full disclosure.
Yeah.
I bought a burrito on a flight from Cincinnati It was the first time, in fact, Biggie and I had ever seen each other. We were on the same plane together. He was traveling with a different group.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought an enormous burrito from Qdoba on there, Qdoba in the airport. And remember, I smuggled that bottle of Cholula Hua sauce on mm-hmm. there, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I got told on for that. Somebody told them that I had. And so I had to send a new bottle of Cholula Hua sauce back. To the Cincinnati airport. That's right. But I brought an enormous and very smelly burrito on there. And I apologize, but they called my zone. I didn't think they were going to. I told Chris Dem I'm a veteran traveler.
There's time.
There's time.
I'll order.
And as soon as I ordered, they said, we need you on the plane. Even Biggie looked back and said, this guy's disgusting.
I can't both ever.
Of you, didn't you both of you say the exact same thing?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Yes.
I never want to work with him.
That's exactly what we said. Automobiles. And this is a real altercation now. Between a cyclist, I guess. Now, here's my question. Do cyclists really get more of the road? Do they have more of a, is the law on their side? Do they have the right of way no matter what as a cyclist?
I think unless there's a bike lane,
mm-hmm.
my understanding is cyclists have the right to use a travel lane.
They do. No matter, but I know that, but like, are they, do they have more of a right to the lane than the car?
The car? I don't know.
Well, I think if you're behind the person on the cycle, you cannot pass them unless it's safe to do so.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is this happened in Utah, Ogden, Utah, and a guy was riding his bike. He's 72 years old, and a young driver who's in his early 20s, I believe he was 22, started to pass him. And the driver is in his car, of course. And the cyclist, Gary Peacock, says that the driver, Pierce Kempton, passed and was too close to him. And he knows the law. He says, you have to give me more than 3 feet. Well, they're both going to the same place. They were going to a skateboarding park. Well, the driver was going to the skateboarding park. So the bicyclist went up next to his car and really pinned him in and said, I'm calling the police on you. Well, of course, the 22-year-old whipped out his phone. So as the 22-year-old tried to get out of the car to leave to go skateboarding, the 72-year-old closed his door and said, you're not going anywhere. And it all got caught on video.
Dude, literally stop.
No, I'm calling the police and you're not leaving. You're not leaving.
Yes, sir.
Did you see me?
Pulled off to the side, I did. Huh? I have it on dash cam. I'm going to go skate.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're not going anywhere until the police come.
Dude, stop.
No.
Dude, literally stop.
No, I'm calling the police and you're not leaving. You're not leaving.
Dude, stop.
Literally stop.
God. Dude, literally stop.
You couldn't have a better battle on your hands if you tried as far
yeah.
as verbiage goes.
It's hard to know whose sympathies we're going to get for right now. Where are we leaning?
Let me tell you, I'm trying to be on the old guy's side. You know me. I'm going to side with the old guy.
You despise youth.
Yeah. I do despise youth. I despise, dude, literally stop.
Literally stop.
But it's harder and harder
and
to be
a kid has a dash cam.
He does. And I've seen it. I've seen the dash cam.
Was it an unsafe pass?
I didn't think so. Okay. Honestly, I guess he might have been close. Now, remember, full disclosure, a few years ago, I was checking out a new swim and racket club. I drove my kids over to see a new swim and racket club, and I passed a bicyclist who was on the road who was about 14. And when I pulled into the parking space of the swim and racket club, he walked over to me and said, excuse me, have you ever driven a car before?
That's right.
And I said,
as a matter of fact, I am.
Thank you for noticing.
Are you a fan?
And this kid said, well, you almost killed me. I just want you to know you almost killed me. You have to give me more space than that. And my kids' faces, I mean, my son immediately started videoing. And I was like, oh, I didn't. He goes, well, learn the law. Learn the laws of the road before you get behind the wheel again.
Enjoy your swimming racket.
And then he pedaled off. And my son said, oh, I just put you on TikTok.
Literally.
And he goes, Hunt said that's the funniest thing he's ever seen. I was like, this is 30 seconds.
Hunt's already seen it.
30 seconds ago, Hunt had already seen it. The altercation between the 72-year-old and the 22-year-old continues.
You're not leaving.
Bro's got his hands on me and stuff.
Yeah. Guy won't leave because of the police.
Look at this dude. What are you doing? Why are you so cranky?
I'm calling the police.
That's dude, why are you so cranky?
No, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, my God.
You're not going anywhere.
I don't want to be aggressive with you, dude.
You already are. You pushed into me. I asked you to wait. You didn't wait.
I didn't push into
you. You did. How'd you get out of the car?
You yanked
me. Yeah, I've got a very aggressive teenager here that almost hit me in the car, and now he won't give me his last name, and now he's trying to leave.
All right, he's on the phone with the police now.
Oversold.
Agreed. Oversold.
Way oversold. Classic. Agreed. Oversell.
But the teen.
You don't owe them your last name, do you?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
But the 22. And the 22 year old did say, I'm going to go skate. He was at the skateboarding park. But the 22 year old said, I don't want to be aggressive with you. You already are. You're being aggressive with me.
And then the young man said, you pulled me out.
Yeah, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
He put hands on him. But the guy, what? Dude. Bruh. Why are you being.
Literally.
Literally. Why are you being like this? The conversation with the police continues.
He came way too close to me. He did not hit me. There's a law in Utah that says you have to stay 3 feet from a cyclist. He did not. He just went right next to me. I wouldn't bother pulling over if this guy weren't unsafe. Yes, he tried to leave. He tried. He said he was leaving.
I said I was going to skate.
You said you were leaving.
I have it on video,
dude. Go ahead. You're lying left and right, pal. It's all on video. You tried to leave. You said, I'm leaving.
I said, I'm going to skate.
That's the same thing.
I didn't say I'm leaving.
Oh, he was leaving. So could you please send a policeman? He's just being aggressive and obnoxious.
All right.
Did an officer eventually show
yes,
up?
Yes, an officer
did. One of Ogden's
did.
Finest?
Yes. Before, and by the way, I did like older guy. He knew the law. He's like, you have to give me at least 3 feet. I don't know that he gave him 3 feet on the video.
We won't know that.
Well, I mean, it's hard to see on the dash cam. I mean, he slowed down from 29 to 26 miles per hour and did go left. But the dash cam also, he's on the phone. He's talking to somebody.
The driver.
He was on the phone at the time. It didn't look that bad to me. Again, I've been accused of the same thing by a 14-year-old in front of my children.
And people do complain that cyclists are overly own the road.
Correct. Well, now, while they're talking, a friend of the 22-year-old shows up to the skate park and says, bruh.
Literally.
Where have you been, bruh?
What's going on? And it was rough because he said, you have to stay and be my witness.
Okay, thank you.
It's kind of Subaru.
He thinks I got really close to him on the road.
You did. Now there's another guy here. You leave. You're
not part of this. He put his hands on me. I would stay if I were you.
Yeah, there's another individual, and he's just standing there. I'd like to get rid of him.
Dude.
It's in your phone.
You're insane.
You're an asshole.
Okay, cool. Can you back up, please?
No, I'm not. I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here. No, because you might leave, and I want you to be here when the police get here. He's trying to leave.
Dude, my keys are not.
He's trying to leave. I'm riding a bike. I have more rights than you.
What? Dude,
I have the right of way.
We share a road.
I have the right of way when I'm on a bike. Do you ride a bike?
Sometimes.
Oh, you don't ride a bike.
You don't ride a bike. Sometimes.
Why don't I put on the little skinny clothing like you do?
I have to
with
say.
With the funny shoes.
I hate to say this. I'm on the side of the 22-year-old. I don't love his lingo, but the other guy's way too over.
He is. He's overselling
he really
it.
Is.
You know, he's trying. I really believe the kid when he's like, I can see him going and skating until the cops got there coming over.
Yeah.
But this guy, and you put hands on him.
He did put hands on him. He tried to force him back in the car.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can't do that.
Landon, you want to comment on this? Go ahead.
Hey, guys. P1 here.
Thank you.
So I live in Georgia. Mm-hmm. This happened to me about 4 months ago. I drove past a guy on a bike. I gave him probably 4 feet of space. And at the red light, I pulled over. He pinned me in my car and said, I'm calling the police. And I said, look, that's fine. But you cannot keep me in my car. And he did. And I said, look, you may not be from here, but you're in Georgia. And people here are packing. And I am too. So you got about 4 seconds to get out of my car, or you're going to see it.
Wow.
And he did. He was like, and of course, he said, I feel triggered. And I said, good.
I like your style.
Okay.
Did anything come of it? Did you get a citation or anything? Were cops called?
Oh, no. No, they came, and they said I was within my right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what happened here. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's get the last little bit of this now. The bicyclist says, I feel intimidated because the other guy is here now as he's on the phone with the cops.
The other guy won't leave. He's just standing here.
Oh, I'm the
He's standing there, but I don't feel safe with both of them here. Just leave. Please leave. I'm asking you to leave.
As a friend, he's going to stay.
He's staying because these two are trying to intimidate me.
Well, here they come. Do you hear them?
They're coming. They're coming.
I hear them.
If I have it my way, you're going to jail.
Okay.
I'll press charges against you.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. Come do it. Let me tell you what happened.
What happened in Ogden?
$130 citation for the young person because it was deemed that he did not give the bicyclist enough room. The bicyclist has said, I overreacted. I wish I had just talked to him with more respect. And the cyclist is going to fight it in court. He's going to show.
Was he cited?
He was cited. And so he is going to show the video in court and hopes to get out of the $130 fine.
The driver?
The driver, yes. But the bicyclist was not cited.
Oh.
But the bicyclist said, I should have handled this better. I should have done better and treated the guy with more respect. I let my emotions get the best of me.
I understand there is an update that the judge has already seen the video and dropped the charges.
Oh, he dropped it. You know, honestly, that's probably what he should have done.